Kia ora, te aloha, hi, and welcome to the last episode of Tanerumanga's Team Talk for Season 2. Proudly sponsored by Victual, New Zealand's first health and wellbeing supplement range that combines ancient Māori and Pacifica wisdom and ingredients. And so, yeah, we've come to the last episode of Season 2, and that's 27 episodes to date, which is no mean achievement. Obviously, this will be 28 if you can count that. I've got no guests on. This one's just around a recap, really, you know, in terms of what the learnings from Tut and, you know, some of the amazing guests that I've had on board, and a bit of reflection from myself as, you know, there's going to be a few changes happening in my life. And, you know, even now, even though there's been some major changes, you know, getting into this business side, you know, way back in August, it seems yeah, it's amazing that, you know, we're already nearly halfway through this year. It's just gone so quick. So much has happened. And, you know, as I said, with Tata, you know, Tut to start with, and as I said, my ability and to learn about, you know, a network, my network, and getting guests on that, you know, some of the caliber, just legends of the sport that they play. And obviously just the recent one with Dan Carter. Just so much that I learned from Dan. And even, I suppose, in the big scheme of things too, around sports people, you know, even if you do have a plan in place and, you know, you've started that as you should, you know, during your playing days. And I think that's a big thing coming from all the guests, and the ability to understand that you're at your peak of your selling power, or how would you say, you know, being wanted, I suppose, for lack of a better word, and to use that at that moment, because at the end, when it's all finished, you know, you've kind of moved down the list and you're not at the heart of the game, and, you know, you're not in everyone's, on the tip of everyone's tongue, and it's a little bit harder, you know, as we heard from a lot of guests through this. And I keep hearing, and I know there's a lot of things happening now, and a lot of, in terms of sports people and post career and all sports, not just rugby, you know, and understanding that you're more than a sports person. You know, the skills that you learn, you know, for me, and not just a rugby player, you know, there are skills that you acquire as you go through the game that can help you later in life and starting off in business. And I started it a bit late, but I think, again, I'm not a person that looks back with regrets, and, you know, life is just as it is. But you kind of think back, geez, if I had my time again, I'd do this. But, you know, as people say, and as I say, it is what it is. You just adapt and move on. And, you learn through that. Again, that's probably one of the biggest learnings from doing this podcast, is that everyone goes through it. Yet, you know, you have to develop and, you know, learn a lot. You need to have a good support crew around you, you know, build a good team in terms of if you're going into business. Because if you're the smartest man, or sorry, smartest person in the room when it comes to, you know, wanting to get better at what you do, then you're probably in the wrong room, because, you know, there are people that have walked that path before you, and it's just about getting out there, asking them for advice, you know, finding mentors that will help you, again, building that team. And people want to help, you know, we're such, I think there's a lot of, in all industries, though, there's a lot of giving back I've come across, which is awesome. I know that's in the rugby community, so you haven't been in that for a long time yet, in the business community as well. And here in New Zealand, that they all want to see people succeed. You know, something of the term I've heard, you know, it's not all, it doesn't have to be a zero sum game, you know, where there's only one winner. You know, you can always have a win-win, you know, if you work together and because of you're willing to help people, and then they'll be willing to help you, and then you can grow faster, you know, and collaborate. And again, you know, I think that was something that was told to me a lot, you know, and something that I'll talk about later around, business. Yet, and, you know, that's probably something that came out of these team talks a lot around, you know, grab that team, get mentors, have good guidance, you know, get advice from mentors. And I think you can put and start to put things in place early while you're in the game rather than afterwards. You know, utilize networks that are within there, and persevere. You know, again, that comes from sport. You know, some of the people that I talked to, just recently with Benji Marshall and him understanding, you know, the importance of brand, and, you know, how hard it is to work together, a bit like reputation, isn't it? And how easy it is to, you know, you make one mistake in the public eye and bang, it's gone, as he's seen a lot of, you know, and how much you want to fight for it. Ruben Wiki, and, you know, COVID hit everyone hard. You still need to bring bread onto the table, and, you know, you've got to do things that you don't want to do yet. You just got to get it done. So I think that's really important. It's given me a bit of confidence in what I'm doing, you know, talking to all my guests, and they've been really open. You know, Charles Pirto, I liked, you know, rugby skills is your currency as a rugby player. And again, that tributes to all sports. So you've got to understand that, hone those skills, you know, make sure that, you know, you're being the best you can be every time you're out there, because your currency grows every time you do well. Looking down our list, you know, even great conversation with Sulu Tone Fitzpatrick, and just her learnings from being a young mother, you know, understanding of, you know, taking things for granted, and, you know, hitting some low times, but the strength for her and her support network, and understanding the support of that network and family to actually get back into the groove of what she wanted to do, achieve as she has and is still achieving. You know, and I understand that it's not all about her, you know, and once you start learning that, you know, good things can happen. Now, I think one of the other good things around my team talk that I really enjoyed, you know, with that network, and, you know, having guys like Roger Tuivasa-Sheck and Benji Marshall being their first, podcast that actually come on as guests, kind of resonated to me around, obviously, the respect I have for them, but the respect they have for me, and also hopefully feeling safe and comfortable that they could come on and not feel like, that they were going to be taken advantage of, or, you know, whatever can happen in these kind of things. And I take that, you know, with great pride, actually, because I haven't done much, you know, new to this game, and I really, I was quite chuffed with myself that, you know, I was able to have that, that achievement, accolade, with two greats. Even as Rogers, obviously, still got some footy to go in the rugby code at the moment, and I think that's an achievement. It's like it's achieving those small wins, you know, celebrating the small wins. You know, I know that's something that the All Blacks talk about a lot. So it's been a good second season. Wrapped around all the, you know, fortunate to have some good friends and on board, and especially with what's happening now you know, with what's upcoming with the Black Ferns and, you know, having Melody Robinson on and her passion for the women's game. And we see it growing and you know, so quickly. And, you know, with all that they've been through, especially now they've got Dream Team in terms of the coaches. And you can see that they're enjoying it too, the likes of Smithy and Ted, and they got them up dancing. I never saw them dance in my time with the All Blacks. I didn't even see them laugh a lot, actually, but, you know, they all seem to be happy. And, pardon me, the Black Ferns have got them out there doing what they do. But I think it's good, you know, that a different environment and you know, lease of life, you know, add something different. I'm sure they're enjoying it, and by all accounts they are, and they're having some success with it. So, you know, long may that continue. What else? You know, I think probably in terms of our business, Victual, you know, our journey, it's been, I think everyone calls it it's pretty cliche, but that roller coaster, I definitely have been upon that. And it was tough with COVID for me. I think I've mentioned it throughout. Our podcasts, yet when we were able to, you know, jump on the Sprout Accelerator, which when we were accepted onto the Sprout Accelerator, which is a program for startups and the agritech, food tech sector, it was the real turning point for us and for me personally, because I was scrambling. You know, I didn't know, you know, you start to question yourself whether you'd made right decisions, and you have that self-doubt sets in, and it's all amplified by COVID and lockdowns and things like that. I think once we got on that, we started that in March. So, late February, March, it really started to put things in place. And I talked to a lot of people, and when I explained, it was like, you know, everyone talks about that light at the end of the tunnel. And it seemed that we had heaps of tunnels with heaps of lights. And because it was all new, that light looked shone bright. And every time we went down one, all of a sudden that light turned off because it wasn't the right way. So you have to get back out and find another tunnel, you know, or get back and try and find the right tunnel to go down with the right light that's going to stay on. But I think with Sprout, what it did do for us, it actually cut out all the tunnels that we didn't have to go down, and so it just gave us a real direction into what we're doing. And which is what anyone needs, you know, in terms of building that business plan and things like that. And we thought we had one, yet again, you just learn so much. So you got to keep, peel back some layers. Instead of that, we had to peel back some layers. We thought we were ahead of where we should be. And again, everyone you talk to, all the successful business people, you know, everyone sees their successes. And again, it's a bit like sport, you know, then when you talk to them, all they talk about is the mistakes and the failures they've had, and you laugh about it and you say, oh, but again, it's great to hear that when successful people have told you, oh, you know, I did that, you know, I've made them say, oh, you know, I've done that. Oh, you know, that was really helpful for me and for us as a business. So now we've got a bit of direction. Sprout was awesome. You know, we learned from those mistakes, and sometimes you got to go backwards to go forwards. You know, geez, like I say, some of those mistakes and some of those were financial. So, you know, that's some hard lessons to learn when you're a startup. But again, it could always be worse. And again, you know, stories from those that have done it, so they've done the same. So you feel in good company, you're not alone. You know, and then I suppose just more positivity. And for me, even, you know, this part of doing this was to help with raising brand awareness and, you know, all those things that they talk around social media, because we're hopeless at it. And, you know, but we're learning about it. We're learning to be better at it, and it's something that, again, that you need to become comfortable with, even though it's totally out of your comfort zone. And I'm, you know, I am. I'm trying. Still hard. Yeah. I think I've given a lot of people advice around, you know, it takes time, but when you, sometimes it's hard for myself to take my own advice, because you always want to get there or quicker than, you know, than you think. And yeah, it's pretty funny sometimes how that happens. You know, so you've got to think back around, you know, what I did getting to where I got to, and from a sporting context, and take some of the advice that I give, that I've given to players that I've played with, players that I've coached. And yeah, that's, maybe I'm more of a, you know, do as I say more than, sorry, do what I do more than what I say. So I don't know. But it's a learning curve, you know, as all this is. So it's been awesome. I'm really, you know, we're really happy where we are with, which obviously, you know, we're still at the startup stage. We're right there. Learn about bootstrapping, you know, is this, we're definitely strapping those boots, and we're strapping them tight. Yet it's yeah, but I think that's awesome too, because, you know, we move as fast as we want to move. You know, we don't have to answer to anyone other than ourselves, and yet, and also, you know, the people that we've brought on with our team who we feel are going to add real value to us. And, you know, who knows what the future holds, but we'll keep working at it. And I think I've, in this last six to 8 months, it's been, I think it's only going to help me in what I want to do next, and, you know, help me in understanding, you know, probably a perspective on life, and balance as well. As I tell people, I was 30 years in rugby, from a player and all the way to being a coach. I hadn't been out of rugby for, you know, yeah, really, or longer than that, sorry, way longer than that.
We all know from the earth, goodness grows. Victual, New Zealand's own health and wellbeing supplement range with native and Pacific ingredients. Visit victual.co.nz and take your first step to help your goodness grow.
Having your weekends, not having to always, you know, watch a game for the beauty of watching, you know, rugby. It's what I love doing. I still watch every game. It was, I didn't have to review it the next day, present for it on the Monday, and, you know, just, it does overwhelm you sometimes. And but yeah, it's just opened my, not opened my eyes, I think it was always there, but yeah, just having time away has given me time to think about other things, and I think which will only help, you know, and, you know, my, you know, rugby career going forward. You know, like, I love coaching, so I will go back at some stage, and it's probably a good segue into seeing what's going on next with me. You know, after this, I'm going back with Manu Samoa, so I am back in the coaching ranks. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, it's funny, you go to in the Sprout, some advice from one of the mentors that work within there, and, you know, with all the other companies, when we first talk, he says, right, first thing, I just want to give you some advice. First thing, whatever you do, don't sell your house. We've already sold our house. And, you know, we told, oh, and he goes, that's okay. And he goes, okay, well, second thing, don't give up your job. Well, I've already given up my job too, so I've already been up to strike too. So we were, you know, we only had one strike left up our sleeve, and fortunately we haven't hit strike three yet, but, you know, it's still lingering over us. But, you know, again, those are decisions we make, and as I said before, it's no use looking in the past and regretting things. You're just going to get on with it. And I heard some quote the other day, or someone was, or something, I think it was the Spaniards, but I'm sure we used one last year, you know, I think it was the Vikings or something, when they said that, you know, when they go to conquer or things like that, they burn their boats because there's no looking back. And again, their reason was, oh, yeah, we've definitely burned our boats. But yeah, it just means we need to build some more, and it just takes time. And I think we've given us that, you know, we're still in with a go of it, and, you know, we've opportunity, and now we've got to go back to get some work. I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah, Manu Samoa off to Fiji for 3 weeks, so you can't argue with that. It's been chilly. I know everyone, so I'm looking forward to getting some sun. Hopefully it's warm over there. Don't care if it rains, just as long as it's warm. So, yeah, you know, things are looking up already. Yeah, who knows? Hopefully future, I'll be looking for something a bit more longer after that. You know, so there's a couple of options, you know, getting back into rugby that I'm looking at. And so, you know, I'll be able to have to multitask and do both jobs. I'm looking forward with it. I'll probably have a better base of knowledge about what's important, what I need to do. It's what people say. Sometimes it's not what you say yes to, it's what you need to say no to, because there's a lot of opportunities that come up. You've got to figure out which are the right ones, you know, at the right time. So, again, that's another learning for us. Other thing I've... Being part of the Blues, it's been great to see their season this year, you know, the way they've matured, and obviously with the great coaching group and the player group going from strength to strength, and the depth that they've created. Sitting back on my couch and watching was awesome. And seeing some of those rewarded with All Black call-ups, you know, having known them since they were young, very young, coming into the fold, you know, in professional rugby, it's a source of pride. Obviously we watch with huge support. I'll be going to the Blues game. I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully I can get inside a warm lounge or something. But if not, then I'll just guts it out in the cold. Hopefully it'll be nice and warm, because it's for that kind of game, you want to make sure that, well, I'm sure we'd all like to be fine weather so we can get a good flying game. Yet the way the Blues are playing, their skills, their skill level, and, you know, is on fire. So I'll be backing Blues for this, and yeah, I'll be looking forward to it, to watch them bring the championship home and try and end, you know, what Crusaders' legacy. That's been obviously it's an awesome achievement, but it's been frustrating to watch. And that's only because, you know, they do it so well, and it's a mark of respect to them. As I said, though, it's great Stephen Perrefitt to become an All Black for the first time, hugely deserved. And one of those where you see, you know, you always had the potential, just finding his feet, you know, chucked in the deep end at a young age, you know, through injuries and, you know, through his own talent. Just to see that, all that hard work that he's put in, that he's, and, you know, what he's dealt with to get where he is, you know, for him and his family, has been awesome. And, I look forward to hopefully, you know, watching him get his first cap, you know, and against a tough opponent in the Irish. And I just saw their squad. They've brought a good squad over. Be interesting to see how they are after a long season. On our home soil, especially after what's happened in the last, the last time they played. So, yeah, it'll be a good gauge of where everything's at. There'll be some question marks, I'm sure, going in there from the All Black coaches around certain players, and some of them will have to step up. And, you know, there's some young players in there that, could get an opportunity. That I think there'll be a lot of pressure on our senior players and our top five, especially, as that's, you know, the engine room, as everyone says, and against the Irish last time, that's where we were a bit exposed. So, they're proud men, and I'm sure, you know, they've got it in them, they've done it before, but at home will obviously mean a bit more, knowing that they've, you know, they've got something to prove. Because, you know, I know there's a lot of question marks around the ABs at the moment. Yet, you know, there's still plenty of time before France. And, you know, I'm sure they'll be putting things in place to make sure that they're, when it's time to go, they're in the best condition as they all could be, you know. Yeah, and I think the other thing, you know, like not having with the ABs and been able to do other things, not having, not having been involved in rugby, you get to do other things. And I'm going to be travelling overseas. I've already been over to Spain recently with Classic All Blacks, which is awesome. And, you know, if I probably go back there, again, talking to some of the players there who've, you know, recently finished, and the, you know, uncertainty about what they wanted to do or had they set anything up, you know, again, this importance about life after sport really came to the front of my mind. And, you know, dealing with, well, how they deal with it, you know, how do you deal with obviously being in, making a certain amount of money, but also being in the public eye, and then you kind of drop out, and then, well, because we always know that you can't make enough money in this game to sustain yourself. Maybe one or two could, but it's not like soccer or, football or, you know, the American games. Having some really good discussions with some people over there, some of the players, and, you know, where they're going and what they've done. And, you learn so much. It was an awesome trip. I really enjoyed it. And Spain's a beautiful place, the first time I've been there. And, and so it's really, you realise how far we are away from everything, though. Obviously, we haven't travelled for so long to the other side of the world, you know, to Europe. And it did take a long time. I just forgot how long it took to travel. But in saying that, I'm keen to do it again. So, you know, I'll be travelling overseas, you know, a couple of times, obviously going to Fiji, and then I'm coming back, and then I'm going over, hopefully, to the States to do some travelling and with my lovely wife. So that'll be good. And again, you know, you don't usually get that to do that so much with, with footy, but you're there on business. So it's a little bit different. So I'm looking to challenge myself again on a personal level. I'll talk more about that later on. And, you know, there's something about those things, you know, of, as I said, around social media, you know, you're documenting your journeys and things like that. So I'll try and do that and, you know, see where that goes. But, like, you know, that could be, another arm of this podcast or something, doing it while I'm on the move. And, you'll see how that goes. So I'm pretty hopeless at filming. I think that was probably the gist of this episode, really, just an update, show where we're at as a business, you know, what I'm doing, and the learnings, again, from my exceptional guests. I think it's too many to name the learnings, I should say, but I'm really thankful for the people that I'm able to get on and who are willing to come on. So, a real big shout out and thanks to them. On that, what else? Oh, yeah, obviously the All Black team, Roger, Tuivasa-Sheck, you know, the squad. I thought it was, I think that kind of the squad that everyone thought was going to go out. Halfback, obviously, is a big discussion. You know, took younger ones, and again, those senior ones that have missed out, realize it's only for this tournament. They're always going to be there, and knowing the nature of both TJ and Brad, I'm sure they won't you know, they'll still remind the player coaches that they're around. So, you know, there's a lot of competition there, and maybe it's just an opportunity to see, you know, obviously Finley Christie's been playing outstanding. Aaron Smith is, you know, is world-class, and, you know, Folau Fakatawa's, you know, he's the up-and-comer that they want to get him involved. So, you know, you can see the thinking around that. Yet, you know, you got two there literally just waiting in the wings for one to make, you know, one mistake or, you know, have one bad game, because those guys will just sit there waiting, and the coaches will know that, you know, that they can just bring them in at any time, I'm sure. I mentioned Roger, midfield, you know, I think everyone's known since the dynamic duo of Ma'anonu and Conrad Smith, there hasn't been a settled midfield like that. And people know when midfield combinations, they, you know, that's something that needs to be made over time. So, you know, you're trying to find that now. And, you know, they've got the Blues midfield pairing in there with both Rog and Enrique, who are playing well, and they've shown that. And whether they can take that to the level, that's the question, because they'll be playing obviously against world-class midfielders who have been on Lions tests coming up. So that'll be a great test to see who the starting 12. And Jack Goodhue's just coming back from injury. So again, you know, as we know from ACLs, it takes time to come back, you know, to be the player you were before you departed. And it does take time. And I don't think I've ever seen someone who hasn't, you know, just taking that little bit of time to get right. So, but to get him in, you need to get him in there to, you know, get him accustomed to it again, you know, see where he's at, and for him to see himself, you know, at that level. So it'll be interesting, you know. And I think a Quintu Paia at this stage would be starting 12, just because he's, well, yeah, who knows? I just think he's been the stalwart incumbent, probably. And, you know, I think there'll be, it's close to call. I'm not too sure. And then in the midfield, I would have gone with the Auckland pairing, and just because they know each other's game. But who knows? Who knows what will happen? I'm happy to see Lester Whanganuku in there. He's some beef in there, whether it's on the wing or, you know, who can cover midfield. Promising players. So I think they've got some exciting young players involved. Just again, you know, you go back to the engine room where it all starts, and that's where the question marks will be. I think question marks are. And that's sort of how it should be. Those senior players know what's required of them, what's required to win World Cups, because they have. We'll see if they pull it out. I think that's it in my roundup. Hopefully I haven't bored anyone. And, I don't know when the next season 3 will come out, but they're, with enough, we're getting some positive feedback, and, you know, who knows what will happen and, you know, when it will be back out, but shouldn't be too far away. We've got to go over to to Fiji and enjoy some sun first. So I'm looking forward to that. Thank you very much for listening. Always appreciate your support, and make sure, make sure you keep listening, and look out for season 3 coming soon. Te lava, fa.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to check out Victual's website at www.victual.co.nz so you can rebalance your lifestyle with ancient wisdom and ingredients.